Welcome back, Joe Gigante. Regular Joe here with you on an open line Friday, 888-737-1737. Want to get right to the phones. Line two, Barry has been waiting patiently to weigh in on both questions of the day. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Hey, Joe. Great to talk with you. Appreciate the opportunity. Hey, I want to tell you, I cut my teeth on conservative talk radio in the San Francisco Bay Area back in the 90s. And between you and Steve, you guys run a great operation. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you.
I couldn't be more grateful that you're on the air. Because finally, between you and Dan, and between Dan Bongino, I finally feel like there's two guys on the radio saying what's in my head.
Well, I'm glad we've been tapping in. That's why we know. Anyway, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much. I do. That's very kind words. And I take
my only my only complaint is you came out with a question of the day. Dang it. How can you pick a favorite Elvis song?
I know. That's why I can't fill the fifth slot. There's too many of them. But what would you say if you had to pick between the two I presented or, again, your own, what would you if you had to pick one, what would it be?
Now, this is the song I'm going to pick because my mom correctly raised me on Elvis. And I passed it on to my daughter, who is now a film and book critic for a blog, and so she went and saw the new Elvis movie and raved about it. And so I'm going to pick Jailhouse Rock.
Oh, now there! I mean, that's a quintessential Elvis right there. I mean,
when you think about the impact that song had on his career, on our culture, our society, I mean, it was just the breakout song. And I mean, every time I hear him sing a song, I just get happy.
Well, part of what is Jailhouse Rock, it's the opening chords, though, too. I mean, as soon as the song catches your attention right at the front end. I DJed weddings for a number of years, and that song was a staple when I'd go to kind of an oldie set. I'd lead with that one, and it would the dance word fill up instantly. So it's a great choice. Now, let's see if you can go two for two. What's your pick on the governor's race? If you're pulling the lever right now, who would it be for?
Tim Rathbun.
So you're another race. I tell you, since the time when Kevin Nicholson pulled out a few weeks ago to now, I have seen an exponential increase in the number of people saying Tim Rathbun. And I can't imagine. It's definitely, we know the phone numbers. We watch all that stuff on there. It's all different people calling. So go ahead.
The biggest mistake these politicians make, and I humbly say this from the perspective of being a 20-year military veteran who was just a high school graduate. Okay, I don't have a college degree. I didn't even go to college. So I don't come from the perspective of thinking I'm all that smart. But hey, politicians, we're not stupid. We're not idiots. And they talk to us like that. I swear to you, there's not a Republican politician out there, let alone Democrat, that doesn't all talk to us like they're talking from the perspective of Kamala Harris. I mean, come on. Here we go, kindergarten time with Kamala again. So they think we're stupid. When you had that first gubernatorial debate and Michaels decided not to show up, I'm like, okay, you're out, dude. I don't care who, I don't care if God endorsed you. I'm not going. Come on, man. No way. So. And the interview you had with Rathbun the other day was awesome. I mean, how about the fact that the first question you asked at that debate was whether or not there was election fraud? And I've been screaming election fraud since 2010, for God's sake. Especially here in Wisconsin. It's been obvious. I mean, when Wisconsin votes Scott Walker into office in 2010, and the Democrats with their, spoiled little brat, and they cost the state of Wisconsin more money for a recall election, which in 2011... They reaffirmed they want Scott Walker as the governor. And in 2012, the state of Wisconsin went for Obama. Tell me that's not voter fraud. Come on.
Well, by the way, I want to just clarify because you said, they treat us like we're stupid. Here's the thing. One of the things they misunderstand, and this is a very common thing in modern parlance, which is that people equate one's common sense intelligence, their ability to discern, to think through based on, and I'm not saying you, I'm saying the politicians, and for that matter, the elite left, that it's all tied into what degree you do or don't have. Look, you can have a PhD and have the common sense of a box of rocks and not be able to figure your way out of how to do things. And I mean, that's not to say every PhD does, but again, the intelligence is not simply defined by what year of college you completed. There are a lot of very, very intelligent men and women that I'd have on my team any day of the week that didn't, some didn't even make it out of high school. They went back and got GEDs, but they're also some of the most successful, kind-hearted, and intelligent people you would ever find. So I think you make a great point, Barry. I appreciate the call and the vote on both. So Tim Rantham for governor, Jailhouse Rock when it comes to Elvis, and a great point, which is just that. They underestimate the voter far too often, and it's at their own detriment to do so.
This is the Regular Joe Show.